I don't think there's any competitive athlete. I don't think there's any salesperson. I don't think there's any entrepreneur. I don't think there's any body who wants to succeed that walks into a scenario and goes, yeah, I might fuck this up. Let's see how I do. Nobody. No. What's the energy? The energy is I'm going to get out here and I'm going to crush this and I'm going to live into that and I'm going to be proud of myself. Whether or not you say that out loud is up to you. But if you don't have that running through your head, if you don't have an exaggerated belief in your abilities and the work ethic to get out there and prove it, what are you doing it for? Doing it to be cute for the gram? Are you doing it to get pats on the ass? Or are you doing it to accomplish something? That something that you want to accomplish should already be yours in your head. That is where the arrogance comes from. The fact that I don't have it and I know that it belongs to me and I'm going to get it. No denying it, I'm the best. I do what I gotta do to stand out above the rest. Everyone's watching me, but I'm rocking it properly. I'm pretty good under pressure when I'm put to the test. And I'm pretty good at what I do. It's cause I'm allergic to number two. So, and I refuse to be denied. My pride won't let it happen, I got a lot to prove. And this is the truth. So your best to kick back and witness my moves. And I make this look easy, but believe me, I put in much work and I'm working every time that you see me, it's boom. But I walk in, I'm the best in the room. No talking, impressive resume. You may want to follow me where I'm going. Hold on, stop with the talking, go ahead and show them. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to VXG, Vision and Grind, the one and only podcast that merges fitness, mindset, lifestyle, and culture coming together like puzzle pieces that fit oh so perfectly. And I am your host, the one and only Mr. Double Love. He is I and I is him. Welcome in. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing today? This is a beautiful, beautiful day as usual, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for allowing me to bless your ears. I love this. I love this. This is another great episode coming your way. I'm glad to be able to do so. Before we jump into everything, please, if you enjoy this, if you've been consistently listening to this and you haven't already done so, please, like right now, leave a review. These reviews are very helpful, and it lets me know. You know, sometimes I joke on here, nothing but a 5-star review, and there's a little truth to that. Like, don't hate on your boy, but I appreciate honest feedback. You know what I'm saying? If you recognize a place where I could grow in this journey, make this show even better, because I promise you, like, you've only yet to see what I have in store for y'all, man, when it comes to this podcast. But anything that you would like to see, anything that's annoying to you, like, you know what I'm saying, let me know. But please drop a review. Leave me some stars. Let me know that you're tapping in with me. Let's continue to grow in this journey. I thank you so much for just being a part of it. Speaking of being a part of it, part of this show is, like I said at the beginning, fitness. So I have to shout out my company, which brings this show and makes everything possible, VXG Performance and Nutrition, where we specialize in body recomposition through functional strength training and customized nutrition plans. So what we do, in a nutshell, is help you build muscle, reduce body fat, move and feel better than you ever have, and allow you to sustain those results for life. That's what we're here for. So if you've been struggling in your fitness journey, if you don't know where to start, what to adjust from a training perspective or from a nutrition perspective, yeah, I know I get on this show and I talk a lot of shit about various topics, but fitness is my obsession. From a performance standpoint, and when I say performance, I talk about not just athletic performance, but life performance, being able to move and through a full range of motion without pain, especially as you get into these older years. I'm going to be 40 in less than 6 months. And, you know, I feel my body is doing different things. So I have to adjust my approach. I can't do the same shit I was doing when I was 20. And I have to set new goals. And with body recomposition being the main goal, it allows me to have a singular focus with control over the variables. And I want that for you as well. I don't want you to fall into the trap of extreme restriction. around nutrition or feel like you have to torture yourself in the gym or really just do anything that doesn't align with you and achieving your fitness goals. Yes, there's going to be some uncomfortable moments in your fitness journey, but you know what? That's why you have somebody like me along for the ride. And as I'm bringing up VXG Performance, I'm right now working on some new programs that I'm excited to bring to you guys. Because yes, I do one-on-one coaching and I love helping clients in that one-on-one, very intimate setting, but I also want to be able to serve as many people as possible. So I want to have these programs available that will help you achieve whatever your goal is. The first program that I have already rolled out is called Shift. You can go to vxgperformance.com/links and you'll find a link to Shift. It's a 6-week fitness kickstart program. It's very informational. It shows you how to calculate your macros. It shows you how to map out your goals. It shows you how to create your own training program. And right now, as I'm making this, it's at a significant discount. I can't tell you what the price is going to be at the moment of you listening to it, but I definitely suggest you hop on that. I'm rolling out more programs, including relaunching The Grind for everybody who was a part of The Grind before. That's a 12-week program, mostly body weight, that you can do at home. And then the second half of the program is done with a jump rope and a pair of dumbbells. So this program is very helpful for people. It's designed to give you the right amount of work and not have to go out of your way, not have to torture yourself. 6 days a week, one day off. The workouts are 15 to 20 minutes long, high intensity intervals. They will bust your ass. Go to the links. That one is coming back. I launched that one last year and people got phenomenal results. I put it on the back burner for a while to retool it and it's coming right back at you. So keep an eye out for The Grind. All right. So what is the topic of today's show? Well, you know what? I scroll just like the rest of y'all and I saw Angel Reese trending. And what was she trending for? So for y'all that don't know who Angel Reese is, she and the LSU women's college basketball team just won the championship. And she received a lot of criticism for a particular gesture that she did to another player. And I'm not going to get into the politics behind all of that and you know, the finger pointing and all that. But what I do want to highlight is it is a term that I actually came up with and wrote a blog post about years ago that probably disappeared into the ether, but the athletic arrogance and the necessity of it. Why is it looked at the way that it's looked at? What is it, first of all? And then how you can adapt that in your everyday life. So she brought that to mind because listening to her post victory interview and some of the subsequent interviews when she was, you know, approached about her gesture, which the gesture is nothing bad. It's the John Cena, Tony Yayo, like, you can't see me, you know what I'm saying, that she did. And people gave her shit for it, but she was just mimicking the person she was doing it to who did it to somebody. Like, it's a whole bunch of nonsense, but people don't understand, like, especially couch potatoes who have not been in any, like, competitive athletic setting, like, outside of high school. Like, you've got to have a particular level of confidence. Now, let's pause right there because I'm always intrigued by people's, you know, thoughts about this. But I'm gonna give you a question real quick. I want you to sit with it for a few seconds and then, you know, we're going to dissect it. What's the difference between confidence and arrogance? Now, while you think about that, I'm going to give you, because you know this is what I do, I'm going to give y'all the literal definitions for these two terms, and it will create some context. So confidence is a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation for one's own abilities or qualities. Really? Okay, say less. So then, what is arrogance? To be arrogant is having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities. the same shit. The difference is, in arrogance, it's perceived as exaggerated. Now, here's why I love athletic arrogance, is because as an athlete in your performance, and let's just, even though I'm talking about athletic arrogance, let's put it into whatever context you want. It can be business, you know what I'm saying? It can be personal goals, you know what I'm saying? Finances, whatever it is, sales, like whatever you want to succeed at, you have to have a level of arrogance. Now, here's why I say that. Because in those literal definitions, and confidence is having that assurity in your abilities. Arrogance is having assurity, but exaggerated. So in my mind, how I perceive these two terms is saying that arrogance is thinking you can do something that either you're not capable of or that you haven't yet accomplished. Now, that second one right there, that is why I love it, because now, if you know what you're capable of, okay, and you've known what you've accomplished up to this point, your job is to fill that gap between where you are and what you perceive your abilities to be. Now, don't fuck around and call your shot. Now, this is why people detest arrogance, because if I say I'm going to do it, and you haven't seen me do it before, if I say I'm going to do it, and I come around here with already acting like I've done it, okay, and then I get out there and do it, what the fuck are you going to say? And that's the thing, the mentality, and I'm going to tell y'all a story here, because this is why this is so important to me. I've had to deal with this on some different levels. So when, y'all know I made music, right? When I've been making music since 1999. I'm just saying that because I want to give some context to the story I'm going to tell. So I've been making music and I didn't have any formal training. I'm the type of person that can see a result or see an outcome that I want. And then all I do is just reverse engineer it into steps back to where I am now and just follow that blueprint. So that's how I learned music production and engineering. That's how I learned at first, how I learned video production. I had access to the software and I was just fucking around figuring it out. And just the way my brain works, it's like, okay, if I want this to happen, you know what I'm saying? And then this, and this. And sometimes it's not the path of least resistance. Sometimes I'll go through figuring some shit out and then learn that, yo, all you had to do is push that button. Like, ah, damn it. But long story short, in, I want to say 2008, might've been 2009, I went to college for the first time, and it was actually vocational college. It was a broadcasting school. And having gone into the broadcasting school in my early 20s, I came in there already knowing the technical aspects of these things. To be honest, they didn't really teach me much. I didn't learn a lot. It was fun. We did projects and shit, but I didn't learn anything that I didn't already know. So going into that, I'm like, okay, after a couple of weeks, I'm like, yo, like y'all are teaching me shit that I already know. I didn't say it like that, but I'm like, okay, because I already know this and you putting together these like remedial project, you know what I'm saying, assignments, I'm finna blow them all out the water. Watch. And so every single project that I did was just dope. And it was, and everybody's looking at it like, how the fuck you do that? And I'm like, I know what I'm doing. That's how I know. And you know the backlash that I received. The like, this is a small class and all these people talking shit about me behind my back and all of this. And I'll be honest, like, after a while, that shit took a toll on me. It made me feel like, okay, you can't say that you're good at something. You got to tuck that, because it makes other people feel uncomfortable when you're good. And it's not a natural good. I'm not naturally good at anything. Probably talking is the only thing I'm naturally good at. And I still got practice at that. Everything that I am good at is because I've put in work, and I sucked at it once upon a time, but I put in work and I kept going and I kept building my proficiency in that particular thing. And this case was no different. So you feel me? I'm over here shining in class, and I'm getting all this backlash from everybody. The teachers, of course, are like, wow, that's impressive. But, you know, everybody else is like, what the fuck? How the fuck he's so, you know what I'm saying? Like that. So it made me tuck my shit for a little bit. And I developed this, the other side of the spectrum from athletic arrogance is false humility. False humility is not the same as being humble. Like, false humility is playing to the idea that you're not as good as you actually are. Downplaying what you're capable of. That's what, to me, is the antithesis of athletic arrogance. And I fell into that. And I did for the longest time. I did so much so that I abandoned all of my aspirations to be in front of the camera and to be a superstar, and decided that I'm going to do this for other people because I don't deserve to, you know what I'm saying? Like, my natural abilities that I've actually worked for, you feel me? But all of these things aren't worthy of praise. So let me use them to help other people. And I started a branding agency. I got behind the scenes in music and was just producing shit. Like, it put me in that space for the longest time until I finally, it took me almost a decade to realize, like, who gives a fuck what people are talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, who cares? And that's in a nutshell what separates, in my opinion, confidence and arrogance. What really separates the two is who's looking, who's talking. Like, I'm never going to call myself arrogant. Even if I'm acting as such, I'm never going to call myself that. It's always going to be confidence in my eyes. Like, I believe I can do this. And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to do it. And other people will look at it as arrogance. Oh, this motherfucker think he can do anything. And when you can block out that noise and really just not just talk, but deliver. And they say, you know what I'm saying, you can just deliver. And that's fine. But ain't no fun in that. You know what I'm saying? That's not the type of person I am. Let me tell you something. I grew up watching professional wrestling. WrestleMania was just this last weekend, by the way. I've been watching WrestleManias and all this shit. This was WrestleMania 39. I've been watching since WrestleMania 6. That's how far my fandom goes back, okay? 33 years. And what's interesting is that I've adapted a lot of those personalities. I remember watching Shawn Michaels and just, I am the showstopper. Ric Flair. To be the man, you got to beat the man. Like, I grew up with that shit. So it was like, I get a kick out of watching that. I get a kick out of watching people. Y'all remember, and this is, I'm bringing her name up because this is a point that's important. Remember Shikari Richardson? Remember how she was stunting on everybody until she wasn't? Look, that's the humility part. That's what brings you back to earth, is when your belief in yourself is met with a reality that doesn't match that. And I've had those moments myself. I've had moments, not just physically, physical athletic endeavors, but like business shit where you're like, I'm going to crush this year. And by the end of the year, you're like, what the fuck? What happened? And there's so many variables that go into that. But you just got to think about it as like, if I can keep my eyes on this notion that I am the best at what I do. Now, let me tell you something about being the best. When you think about being the best, I want you to block out other people. You're not saying you're better than other people. When you say I am the best, you're saying that I am performing to the highest of my abilities. That is being the best. I am giving you everything that I'm capable of. I'm leaving nothing. I'm sparing nothing. That is being the best. Now, whether or not that makes you the best in comparison remains to be seen, and is irrelevant unless you're going for a championship or some sort of ranking. To be honest, though, like in competitive sports, that's what it's all about. Now, where's the issue in knowing that, like, I'll put it to you like this. I know people are going to disagree with this, but I think there's a lot of value at the beginning of the season calling your shot and saying, I'm winning that championship. Now, it doesn't stop there. You got to live into that. You've got to make that proclamation a reality through your actions. But I bullshit you not. Like, I don't think there's any competitive athlete. I don't think there's any salesperson. I don't think there's any entrepreneur. I don't think there's any body who wants to succeed that walks into a scenario and goes, yeah, I might fuck this up. Let's see how I do. Nobody. No. What's the energy? The energy is I'm going to get out here and I'm going to crush this and I'm going to live into that and I'm going to be proud of myself. Whether or not you say that out loud is up to you. But if you don't have that running through your head, if you don't have an exaggerated belief in your abilities and the work ethic to get out there and prove it, what are you doing it for? Doing it to be cute for the gram? Are you doing it to get pats on the ass? Or are you doing it to accomplish something? That something that you want to accomplish should already be yours in your head. That is where the arrogance comes from. The fact that I don't have it and I know that it belongs to me and I'm going to get it. That is the aura that you should be exuding in everything you do. And like I exhibited in that story I told you about my college days. It's going to upset some people. It's going to ruffle some feathers when you get to a point where every room you walk into, you know it's yours. It's yours. There's nobody in here that can knock me off what I'm on. There's no element created by God that can stand what I am capable of. Now you got to get out there and prove it. This is why I value athletic arrogance so much. Because it can be represented in a stoic manner. You don't have to say a word. You can walk in and a look in your eyes tells everybody else that, oh shit, this motherfucker in the zone. That's all the zone is tapping into that athletic arrogance and going, I'm winning. Because here's the thing. Here's where people get like, if you've never played, if you've never competed, if you've never been in competition, you don't understand that there's a psychological element to this. And it goes both ways. You don't psych yourself out. You psych yourself in. You psych yourself in, and in doing so, the weak people around you will be psyched out by your presence. And that's tapping into your athletic arrogance. Believe it. I'm telling you, when you can adapt this and take it into your everyday life, man, the things that you are going to be capable of is just beyond comprehension. And I know this because this platform that I've created, everything that I've done is in spite of what people thought I was capable of, because I thought I was capable of way more. This is why I'm unemployable, because when I'm in a situation and I'm not given what I believe I deserve, I'm going to go get it myself. I'm going to go build it myself. You're not like when I know. And it's not just, like I said, the arrogance in the literal definition says that it's exaggerated in a sense that I'm just blowing it out of proportion. But no, if I know personally, if I know that I have put in the work, the effort, I'm going to get that. I'm going to have that. When I say my podcast is going to be number one, it's going to be number one. All it takes is that effort. And if I fall short, fuck me. But you know what, though? It's only me that's going to suffer from that. So the idea is, what do I have to do every single day to get to that point? How hard am I going to have to push? How many L's am I going to have to take before that dub? Because that's the thing. Can you maintain that athletic arrogance when things don't go as you predicted? You know what I'm saying? That's where perseverance is key. And I think for somebody who gets hit with an L, they didn't reach the goal that they swore they were capable of reaching. How do you rebound? Do you tuck your tail? Do you go into depression? Let me tell you something. Tucking your tail, going into depression, like all none of that shit is necessarily wrong. I'm not going to say like you're a piece of shit for doing that. But what I will say is this. Don't stay there. There's been times when I've fallen short and I let it affect me. But not forever. And I don't do anything to harm myself. This is why it's important to get yourself around people who won't let you stay there. Won't even let you go there to a certain extent. You gotta be around those type of people because, look, like, we're human beings, right? And no matter how much we build ourselves up, as a matter of fact, the more you build yourself up, the harder the fall is going to be. The harder it is, it's going to be to pick yourself back up. That's why I'm telling y'all, like, to develop this mentality, it's going to put you in a position that you're not used to being in, you know? I don't want you to be the type of person that enters a race and just, I'm just here for the fun. Like, if that's you, cool. But like, nah, that ain't the energy we got over here. Like, I don't give a fuck if anybody else is participating in this competition I got in my head. I'm going to, this is the number I have set in my head, and I'm going to get that. And this is where, especially the psychotic athletes, the ones that are just like, just ill with it, man. Like, I'm going to put myself through the ringers because, like, physically, because I know what I'm capable of. And I don't give a fuck if I have to crawl out of this race. I'm going to finish. I'm going to cross that finish line. I don't give a fuck if my feet are swollen. Like, we're going to keep going. Those are the same people. That's Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? Limping back onto the field. You know what I mean? That's Kobe Bryant tearing his ACL, still shooting them free throws. You feel me? This is the type of mentality that it has. You know, it'll make you do these strange things, but that's what separates average from great. It's like, what are you willing to do? And that's why I love this concept, man. This is why people don't really like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll look at me and they'll go, who the fuck does he think he is? I'm like, I'll tell you if you really want to know who I think I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm a goddamn superstar. What are you talking about? I am double up. I'm sure I've told you the origin story of where the name double up came from, but there's an element to it that I usually keep to myself. But when I was in situations like that, when I was in college, when I was even playing competitive sports, you feel me? I have always thought like the hardest working person in the room, whoever I see to be the hardest working person in the room, I'm going to work twice as hard as them. And I remember having this mentality in elementary school, just looking at the one that the teacher was getting all the praise. And I'm like, what the fuck? You feel me? Like, what's so special about what he doing? So I'm looking, okay, he doing that. I'm going to do this better. You know what I'm saying? That's in my head, though. You feel me? But that's where a part of the double up brand, and that's where the mentality has always been. Now, one thing I do want to touch on, and I just want to, it's necessary to touch on this because, you know what I'm saying, going back to what we were talking about before with the reason that I brought this up, you know what I'm saying, Angel Reese, was that she caught a lot of flack for doing the same exact gesture. And Caitlin Clark, the one that she did it to, got no flack at all. And this brought up a conversation about race. Is it unfair for Angel Reese to not, or to be getting this criticism when nobody said anything about Caitlin Clark? And is it because she's a black woman? Hell yes, it's because she's a black woman. What are we talking about here? Like, but here's the thing. It's all contextual. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a big deal when Caitlin Clark did it because nobody was paying attention. As soon as Angel Reese did it to Caitlin Clark, now all of a sudden it's a disrespectful black woman. They were both doing the same exact thing, except how are you perceiving what the black woman did? It's the same exact thing as like if I walked onto a basketball court right now and I just said out loud, I'm about to smoke all you niggas. I'm about to take everybody in this on this court. Y'all would look at me and be like, who the fuck does he think he is? But if LeBron James walked out on that court and said, I'm about to smoke everybody out here, y'all would be like, ooh, we about to get smoked. Contextual. Who said it? Who said it is how you're going to perceive it. I think the discrimination and the double standard goes both ways, but it goes all ways. You know what I'm saying? When a man says something like that or does something like that, it ain't nothing. When a woman does it, all of a sudden she's classless. You know what I'm saying? Black dude versus white dude. You know, we've had shit talkers in sports. You know what I'm saying? What was the difference between Conor McGregor, you know what I'm saying, talking his shit and some of these other, you know what I'm saying, who was the John Morant, you know what I'm saying, talking like he big shit. You know, you feel me? Like, what's the difference? There's really none other than who's backing up what. That's the issue right there. Who's backing up what? Who can, like, to me, the racial shit, go on and play that. Go and be mad at me because I'm a black man saying something that you wouldn't trip on a white man saying. Go ahead. I don't care. At the end of the day, if I say I'm going to do it and I do it, I got the right to act however I want to. Now, we talk about sportsmanship, and I think sportsmanship has nothing to do with the spectator. Let's just keep that real. Sportsmanship has nothing to do with you watching. It's the behavior between the two athletes. You've heard it said many times from many professional athletes that have achieved very high things. Like, yo, that's my homie. But as soon as we are face to face, I'm shutting his shit down. And we talking. I remember playing high school football. And you know what I'm saying? Dude look like you. Look at you. And like, I'm about to smoke you. Like, okay, come on. And if they smoke you, I told you, you know, or if they didn't, get that shit out of here. Get up, you know what I'm saying? That's my point right here. At the end of the day, I think having this attitude of I'm capable of anything and everything. And you keep this in your mind, as long as I'm willing to work for it. And then you get out there and work for it. And then you show the world what you're capable of. And just remember, it's not about showing the world what you're capable of. It's about showing yourself what you're capable of. You just happen to be on display. And the greater the accomplishment, the more accolades you get and the more recognition that you get. Don't let that shit get to your head, though. At the end of it all, all that matters is that you know for a fact that you gave maximum effort and that the outcome matches what you predicted. And if you can do that, talk your shit, player. Talk your shit. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing right now. But you know, motherfuckers like me, though, I'll talk my shit and then I have to fall back a little bit and put my blinders on and just make sure, like, okay, I'm not talking shit for the sake of talking shit. Let me fall back. Let me get right. Let me make sure that I'm matching the effort. And if that's where I'm at right there, you know what I'm saying? But why, like, shoot, I be telling people, man, don't play me in Madden. You better mute me. Don't play me in Street Fighter. Y'all better mute me. I'll have your neck. I will. And then I'll be talking about it too, man. I'm the nigga that flash kicking like, uh-oh. Why you let him do you? And you know what's so funny? This is what I said, the mental part about it is that the person hearing that, sometimes it get to them and sometimes it mess up their game and just puts you at a greater advantage and ultimately fulfills your prophecy of greatness. Shit. What are we talking about here, man? Y'all know how we do, though. I thank you so much for tapping in with me. Once again, I'd love to hear y'all's opinion about what I'm saying, because I know this is not everybody's flavor. And especially in contemporary times when, you know, it's not cool to talk shit or step out of character. Like, you really have to mind yourself. I want to hear what y'all think, man. Who got the same type of mentality as me? Who think I'm crazy? Who think I'm just a loud mouth? Like, come on, man. Talk to me. Let me know where y'all at. I love the banter. Keep it coming, y'all. And in the meantime, keep your eyes on your vision and your mind on the grind. Let's go.
Show 'em why you're number one. Show 'em why you're number one. Show 'em why you're the greatest. Show 'em why you're number one. There's not too many that can do it like me, so I got to show the world I'm unique. I'm a freaking nature. I'm a freaking beast. Temperatures rising because I'm bringing the heat. And I'm about to set this whole place on fire. Like, hold up, I'm cool. Grab me a towel. Somebody please wipe me down. It's about to happen. Just watch me. Gotta get my hands on the ground. Can't nobody stop my momentum because I'm off in the zone. Let's stop with the talk and go ahead and show 'em why you're number one. Show 'em why you're number one. Show 'em why you're number one.